Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9, a somber day in the city of Indianapolis. An IMPD officer, Rod Bradway, being laid to rest today at Crown Hill Cemetery. And we just want to take the moment to thank not only all the police officers, but all the public servants who unselfishly serve our community every single day. And today, our thoughts and prayers with the Bradway family.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so, you know, it was weird watching it this morning because you couldn't even say anything. We were watching in complete silence in here as they were bringing his casket to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And it was just, to me, I was really impressed because I feel like everyone around here is honoring him the way a hero should be honored.
No, this morning, I was telling you this off air. I always go to, you know, like CVS in the morning to hook myself up with some 5-hour energy. And when I was there, I saw some police officers across the street. And I'm like, you know what? I want to just go over there and say thanks.
Right.
And I did that, and just to see the look on their face, I think especially today, it just really meant so much to them that I said that. And I don't say that to be like, hey, look at me. I said thank you to a police officer.
Right.
I tell you that because as much as they support everyone and protect our community on a daily basis, today is the day we need to be there for them. So I encourage you, if you see a police officer or a firefighter, a military member, whoever, go up and say thank you today because it will really mean a lot to them, especially on a day like this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing is, we love everyone that you know, serves us in any way. You know, there is Veterans Day, but there's not like a thank a police officer day today. So I think that, you know, they really go without the thanks that they deserve. I mean, honestly, like, I'm guilty of this too. Usually the only interaction I ever have with a police officer is whenever they're stopping me or pulling me over for speeding.
Right.
And I'm usually ticked off, giving them excuses and really irritated. You know, you don't really take the time to say, you know, after this, you might be off to do something where you're actually protecting me. And, you know,
exactly.
Rather than giving them the attitude that I think a lot of people do give, today's a day to pause and actually thank them for the biggest job that they do.
They serve our community every single day with so much humility and courage. Good morning, Cassandra. What would you like to say?
We wouldn't be able to do what we do without them doing what they do. And I think that a lot of times, well, you don't think about the fact that the same guy that pulled you over for a ticket might be answering a call right after that to go risk his life to help someone just like Officer Bradway did. And I think that they do a tremendous job, and there's never enough thanks in the world for what they do. I mean, our community wouldn't be what it is without them.
Exactly. Well said.
Very well said,
Heather.
Very
well said.
Yeah, and my heart definitely goes out to his family.
We appreciate you listening. Have a great day, okay?
You guys, too.
Thank you so much for the call, Cassandra. Again, thank you for everything that you do, not only to police officers, but all the public servants who protect our community every single day. We do appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.